Kurz, live. Auf deres Virus. Radio, aber anders.
Hello Zurich, we're Hertz and we're about to do a radio show. When I was at university, I used to do one every week. And this brings back memories of trying to think of things to say. But we've got some of our favourite ever songs to play you, which is great for us because we never really get the chance to listen to half an hour's worth of music because we don't have any time.
When we made the album, we didn't listen to any music.
No, we didn't. But these are some songs that have inspired us, songs that we love, and just songs that we thought would warm up your snowy day. So I'll let Adam Anderson introduce the first one.
Okay, the first song we're going to play is called The Working Hour, which is by Tears for Fears. And they're easily one of our favourite bands. And we listened to them a lot when we started the band. And they're a really important band to us musically. And I think this is their best song, and it's got a sax in it. And it's called The Working Hour.
Hurts life. Auf deres Virus.
Thank you.
superb. Sounds amazing. Every time I listen to that, I always think how amazing the production is.
It is brilliant. It's they're a band that are very very underrated, I think. I think they're for electronic music, they're very important for pop music, and yeah, they've been very inspirational.
One thing that's interesting is that they started off, they were very prolific, and then their egos got in the way and they fell out and stopped making good music anymore.
It's true.
That I think it's a lesson for any duo to learn.
Yeah, don't pull it. Don't pull too far in one direction. So that was a very important song to us, and it's good to hear it. A saxophone doesn't have to be cheesy, and that's a great example of it, I think.
I think that was one of the reasons why we put a sax on Wonderful Life.
Yeah, it's good. So the next song changed the mood entirely. This is a song that is, for me and Adam, I think it's definitely one of my top three favourite ever songs ever written. I think it's one of the most emotional songs ever written, and I think it's written by our favourite artist, Prince, but sung by one of the best voices of all time, which is Sinead O'Connor. And it's perfect for a snowy day. Behind us, there's lots of snowy trees, and there's a little kid playing on a snowy swing, and this song seems to suit it. So
I was going to say also, it's amazing with this song because it's like a crystallised moment in her career, because otherwise she's kind of not done so well, but there's this one amazing moment where she had this incredible song and a beautiful video, and everything just fell into place for that one moment, and then it was kind of gone, and I kind of loved that about it.
She's so special, I think, so let's just get on with it. This is Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor.
Hurts life. Auf deres Virus.
Put my arms around every
What a song. Perfect for a snowy day. We got the snow out of our window and I hope that's made you feel nice today.
Totally breathtaking song. It reminds me of when we were writing the album, there's a lot of slow songs on our album. I think that was a big influence, definitely, that song.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's just so sad and so, yeah, very, it's a beautiful song.
We should talk about what we're doing here.
We've just arrived this morning. We played a great show here in Zurich about a month ago, which was really, really great. And Switzerland's give us a gold record. So it's really amazing to come back and learn a lot more about it. So
I think it's been one of the biggest surprises for us, how well we've done in Switzerland. It's amazing how people have taken to us, and we're very grateful.
So if you're listening and you bought our album, thanks very much. And we're going to play you another song. This is a song, very different mood, by a band who are probably the most important influence, I think, on Hurts. It is Depeche Mode, who everything about them inspired us to make music, the songwriting, the production, and the kind of the whole atmosphere of it all. And this is a song that's our favourite one. Well, one of our favourites, there's too many.
It's amazing that they... what I like about Depeche Mode the most is that they've got four different personalities in the band. And I think it's only because of the combination of those personalities that they're so successful. Because you've got this songwriter, Martin Gore, who would kind of be nothing without this kind of... the lead singer, Dave Gahan. They kind of just need each other a lot. And I think our relationship's a little bit like that. So, so that's something I really like about them. So the song's called Never Let Me Down Again. It's by Depeche Mode.
Yeah, it's also got a hidden meaning. We'll talk about it afterwards, see if you can guess it.
Hurts life. Auf deres Virus.
This is Hertz, and you're listening to DRS Virus, and that was Never Let Me Down Again by Depeche Mode, which is one of our favourite Depeche Mode songs. A song, we said it had a hidden meaning, it's not too difficult. It was written when Dave Garn was had a lot of drug problems, and so it makes it very powerful, I think.
It's a good fact. Theo is undoubtedly the best fact man that I know.
I know lots of facts.
Give me another fact.
What about?
Just give me a fact.
What about? Give me a thing and I'll give you a fact.
Something in the animal kingdom.
Something in the animal kingdom. Okay, let me think. Let me think.
I'm on live radio.
So. I'm on live radio. Animal kingdom. Cows have got two stomachs. There's a fact. Most people know that fact, though.
I like it.
Not that interesting. So, the next song is going to change the mood slightly. A song which, for me, was very important when I was growing up. And hip-hop was like... It was one type of music that allowed me to escape from the small village I lived in, which only had 100 people in it. And I first bought an Eminem record, and it kind of really opened my mind. And then I kind of went with it for a lot of my teenage years, and still to this day, it's brilliant. And one thing about hip hop is it always pushes electronic music forward in its production. And I think this song's a great example, and it's just a massive, massive tune. And if you hear it in a nightclub, it's an amazing moment. This is Dead Prez with Hip Hop.
It's bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip. It's bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip. It's bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip. It's bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
One thing about music, when it hits, you feel no pain. That controls your brain. I know Ben, that's game, man. We ran for that. Two soldiers, head of the pack. Matter of fact, who got the gat? And where my army at? Rather attack and not react. Back to beat, it don't reflect on how many records get sold. On sex, drugs, and rock and roll. But the old projects were on hold in the real world. These just people with ideas. They're just like me and you. When the smoke and camera disappear again, the real world is bigger than all these fake ass records. Way poor folks got the millions and my sister disrespected. If you check into my word of advice to you, is just relax. Just do what you got to do. If that don't work, then kick the fact. If you a fighter, rider, body, flame, ignite a crowd, exciter. Or you wanna just get high, then just say it. But then if you a lie, pants on fire, wolf cry, agent with a Y, I'm gonna know it.